Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Holy cow, it's Monday already. Still waiting for Halloween to arrive, and here it's almost winter again. That's what people don't realize. It's like, you know, we've had a couple, like, years where, like, it was, like, very, very warm so early. And now people, like, it's March. They expect this. Like, nah, you're going to have times, unfortunately, coming up. Like, this weekend, I guess, it's supposed to be, like, 20s for the lows and, like, 40s. And my wife's like, I'm going to get this stuff going. I get stuff in that's way too early. Like, where I get all my gardening supplies, my wife took care of the owner before she passed. Where we get our gardening stuff, 99% of it. She's like, well, I don't even put anything in the ground till June. I get it ready, but it's not, you know, it's where... because with this, so we'll have to wait and see. I got so much I want to get into, folks. Ten Hag has reportedly been around Manchester United or in Manchester, so we'll have to see what happens with that. You know, I think, I mean, as a banker, I don't know why would you want to bank, why would you want to spend money on Pochettino than Ten Hag? I mean, if we don't get, if it's not being done this week or Monday at the latest, they want Pochettino. And I think that's what they want because he'll guarantee him probably fourth place every year. They'll be content. So we'll have to wait and see. I want to get into that also. But, you know, most Americans are struggling right now because that's the country I'm in. And we got $7 a gallon gas. That can't be Biden's fault. Not in a million years. It's a Democratic disaster. And, like, what was it? I think it was on Hannity. I heard, and I've heard from anywhere from 64% to like almost 70% of Americans are living at least paycheck to paycheck, if not even worse. Well, I mean, the government can't have people that are self-sufficient. Joe Biden has a large portion to play in the blame of the NCAA decision to allow a male swimmer, Leah Thomas, to dominate women's swimming. You know, when you can't win at men's sports, switch to the women's where you're guaranteed to win. I think they need to have like a trans Olympics, you know, like the Special Olympics for like the trans people. Let me just tell you something, folks. God didn't make a mistake when he made you. Just look between your legs and you can tell what gender you are. Not that difficult. I'm at the point now with 22 shot and 4 killed over the weekend during Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago. Oh, yeah, Lori Lightfoot, you know her? He says, Lightfoot, I'm one of those people that I think she's not trying to stop it, so I think she supports it. I think she's, like, celebrating it because she's not obviously trying to do anything about it. And then you got Dr. Fauci coming out and because he's like saying like one or two words here. They're like, people shouldn't get content like we're going to go back to normal anytime soon. Just I'm going to make sure that we need to be locked down again somehow. Because if you guys start not needing the government and relying on us and you guys start trying to help each other out and do for yourselves instead of on the government, we're going to have to lock you down again. That's what we're going to have to do. But that's, you know, that's just where we live in, folks. Thank God we got people like Kid Rock, like, you ain't gonna cancel me. if I have to get my own radio station, whatever I have to do, you ain't cancel me, no way. I'm not bowing down to nobody but Christ, pretty much. I mean, it's funny because Brian Stelzer on Sunday spent exactly 0 seconds on his show Reliable Sources discussing the New York Times bombshell admission that basically Hunter Biden's laptop is real. Everything on it's everything we've said is true. And I made the comment. I'm like, yeah, just I'm waiting for them to admit that the election was rigged and it was stolen. Mark my words, they're going to, at some point, they're going to come out and say that. I got to get into that and so much more. So, welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And Jeremiah 29:13. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And thank you so much. And, you know, please keep my cousin Linda, her husband Jim, and warning your prayers. He's not doing well. Michelle, keep her in your prayers. Rosa, friend of mine, in your prayers. But, you know, we live in this world where you can't be who you are. I know you're a kindergartner, but we're going to have some person that's a woman. Well, oh, that's supposed to be, what, huh? Hey, yeah, see, it's okay, kids. I know you're in kindergarten, but we're going to talk today about how you need to be who you are. I know some of you are guys, but you're actually girls and you just don't know it. And I'm going to try to convince you here in kindergarten that you need to think you're a chick. I know you're a male, but that's going to change. And some of you women are actually men, you just don't realize it. It's when you need to pull your kid out of school and say, nope, not today, Satan. Stand behind me. Whenever I see like this transgender crap, I just get that boys have penis, girls have vagina, ha ha ha. That kindergarten crap thing. Lord, help me. I don't know. But then you did have Terrence K. Williams get a TikTok video where the audio was removed claiming he was bullying when he showed a video of two people. 81 million people voted for Joseph Biden, but they couldn't even get three people to clap as his caravan went by. There were two people. Two. You can't say, oh, that was before, that was taken before everyone got there. No, that was taken and you see the motorcade go by. You wonder if he's even in there. Yeah, can you stop the motorcade and do whatever you have to get Joseph Biden out of that limousine just to prove that he's actually in it, that it's not staged? But, I mean, he got two people to watch the motorcade go by, and Terrence Williams laughed at it and comments about it, and they got him for bullying. Like, I commented on the thing. I said, don't worry. I said, I had a meme or a photo that was basically Clark Griswold and his son Rusty. And he goes, Dad, do we really have to hang these Christmas lights? Well, just like Jeffrey Epstein, they won't hang themselves. It was proving my point that Jeffrey Epstein was killed. He didn't commit suicide. And it flagged, and I got blocked and banned and everything because it said I was promoting suicide, and it went against the community standard guidelines on promoting suicide or something, and someone's going to commit suicide, and I'm going to be responsible. Yeah, I want to see someone see that and commit suicide because it's basically implying that this dude did not commit suicide, that he was killed. Oh, don't worry, that Supreme Court justice thing I'll talk about later. Yeah, she was doing very lenient sentences on people that have child that were busted with child porn. So if you got kids, yeah, you better hope she don't get on the Supreme Court because she'll probably allow that crap. What's wrong with child porn? It's okay. I think it should be allowed. I think it should be explored. Okay, well, if you got kids, let's use your kids. Can we use your kids? Oh, no, you can't. You know, but anywho, that's the problem. We've gotten away from G-O-D. My D-O-G is like a G-O-D. My G-O-D is like a D-O-G. And we've gotten away from God. We put our focus on everything else. Like the song Counting Crows talked about. Mr. Jones. Remember that song? It's about trying to be like the Joneses. Trying to, well, look at my neighbors, man. I got to have what they have. I mean, I love Michael, the producer, Michael Blakey. I know, show, channel, I love it. But when, okay, here's $500,000 more dollars on watches. I'm like, because me and my boss were talking about this. If the wealthy people would just invest in the community and give back. It's the people that do without, like me and my wife, that don't really have much. We make it. And we give more because we know what it's like not to have. And that's just what we live in. You know, see, the government, see, Democrats don't want people doing for themselves. The Democrats want a government where they want a society where people have to rely on the government. Help me. The government won't survive if the citizens can do stuff for themselves. They can't. They need a government. They need a society of people that are reliant on them. Well, I need to have people help me because, I mean, Democrats can't survive with a group of people that can actually take care of themselves. No, they need to have people in government programs. Isn't it funny how people are getting off government programs and people are getting off stuff and now you have. Then, bam, COVID hit, and what'd they do? Oh, here's COVID unemployment. Don't worry, you'll make more in unemployment than if you're working. Gee, who's gonna want to go back to normal? Why would you want to go back to normal if you're gonna make more not working? If I'm gonna make more not working, let me tell you something. I'm gonna be unemployed. I knew people that did everything they could to be on that as long as they could because they would make way more. They didn't realize this. Yeah, that's government spending. It's kind of like, look at this baseball card, mint condition. Yeah, right, man. There's only four in the world. It's worth $1 million. Imagine how much that baseball card would be worth. If people would have said, "Oh, I'm gonna take 50 of them and save them," the more you had, the more worthless it is. The longer they stayed on those unemployment benefits, making more than they would have if they were working, that's why we have all these inflation problems. And Trump was only doing what he was being told to by the people that they put around him. He listens to experts. So what did they do? They got people that would push their agenda. That's what they did. And that's what happens. Dr. Fauci coming out recently like, well, people shouldn't get content like we're going to go back because we're not really just, I mean, we're not going back to normal. You're going to have to, you know, I mean, I know you want to get, don't get content, people, because I'm going to make up something. We're going to have to be locked down again. I mean, don't get content thinking that you don't need us. I'm Dr. Fauci. I'm important. I wasn't elected or anything, and I was appointed by Ronald Reagan in the 80s, but it's okay, folks. You need me. I'm Dr. Fauci. You need me. I'm important, okay? I'm Dr. Fauci. don't get too content, because I'm going to have to make up something to get you to be in fear again. Some super COVID or some Star Wars strain or some crap, and folks, it's bull crap. Don't worry, folks. We need to save our, you know, it wasn't the government that made America. It was the citizens that said, okay, look over there. See that flag on the rampart? See that flag? We've made an ultimatum. If that flag goes down, it means you surrendered and you've become British. And they knew what that meant. And they made, okay, I'm going to die. I don't care. I'm going to do whatever I can to keep that flag up. It was the people that made this nation, not a government. Not a government. People. You got a government now that's relying on doing everything they can to make sure that they have a people reliant on them. Because what good's politicians if you don't need them? If everyone police themselves, you wouldn't need. For the longest time on Dead Tour, we policed ourselves. Until you had crap tons of people coming to the show with no ticket and no desire to be there. I don't have a ticket. And then you have if you have a 20,000 seat stadium and 10,000 people are outside the venue with their finger up thinking they're going to get a miracle. I want a miracle, man. I want a miracle. And then you get people that would go in. Yeah, I was expecting most of the inning. When it's good, you know, whatever. You know, we needed to police ourselves, and that didn't happen. Then you got people with nitrous tanks coming in, and then they had to do something, had to step up. We need to be a nation that looks after each other instead of a nation that's reliant on the government. There's the most beautiful girl in West Lafayette or Lafayette of Tiffany County or whatever. She doesn't believe it, but she
did
I mean,
you get the mail today?
We didn't have any. Yeah. But anywho, we're in a Democrat disaster. See, I think what Biden wants and the Democrats want is a people that are reliant on them, reliant on a government, and he's gone the exact opposite. Now it's like, okay, when like Sean Hannity was talking on his program a couple days ago when I was with my mom and it was on, what was it? Like 4 to 70% of this population is at best paycheck to paycheck, and most are even worse. Most people are borrowing money from Tom to pay Peter. Okay, well, I borrowed from this guy to pay off this guy, but now I got to come up with money to pay this guy. Yep, I'm just borrowing money to pay off the people I borrow money from, and oh Lord, and they can't make it. But it's okay. People are standing up and saying enough's enough, like Kid Rock. I'm not sorry, folks. I am who I am. You don't like me? Pardon me. I am who I am. You don't like me? There's the door. There's the door, folks. I'm not going to be complacent to anybody. I'm going to say what I want to say, and I'm going to do what I want to do. You don't like it? There's the door. I'm Kid Rock. I'm not going to have any record label or anybody tell me what I can and cannot say. Pardon me. But that's where we're at. And people don't, and that's what we need, more people like Tom McDonald and Kid Rock and people like Terrence K. Williams and me, that I'm not going to stop. I'm going to speak my mind. You like me? Great. You don't? You don't. There's the door. There was a thing when I was called the tube. Your dad would take a shoe and hit you in the head and change the channel, son. Ah. I'm wanting to change the channel. And then, like, if a commercial came on, change it. I don't want to watch that crap. But you were the remote. But guess what, folks? We were a remote. You can change it. I'm tired of people that, man, that movie was so bad. Da, da, da. Well, okay, if 5 minutes into the movie, it really was bad, We live in this world where someone has to watch an hour TV show and then they complain about how bad it was. Instead of saying after like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, okay, nope, next, and switch. They piss and moan about the program, but they sat and watched the whole thing. Instead of saying, okay, yeah, this is it. I'm going to see what else is on. But that, you know, it's this eat 80% of the food. Let me have one more bite. That's no good. Okay, have one or two bites, and yeah, the second bite confirmed the first bite. This is wrong. I want something else. Then I got you. I can correct it. Don't eat 85% of the food and then say it's bad. Yeah, I want my money back. This food's bad. Well, it was bad. How bad could it be? Look at how much you ate, sir. Sorry. Nothing I can do. Sir, you have a sign that says 100% guaranteed. Yeah. You don't like it after two bites. You bring it up here. You don't eat 85% of it. Because if you've eaten that much of it, how bad can it be? You're just trying to get a free meal. But that's just where we live in, folks. I'm offended by everything. Well, then don't watch it. Turn the channel. If I offend you, then go change your diaper. Not today. Trump did a mean tweet, and I don't know what to say. And take a mean tweet and $1.70 gas right now. Well, see the guests, see the policies that Trump enacted. I'm so done with them trying to blame Trump for everything. See, because of Trump, that's why we're in this war, okay? Who's president right now? I'm so tired. Biden is president. Why are you blaming Trump? He's not president anymore. Biden is the one that shut down the pipeline. Well, don't worry, because I think one of my sources has told me that Biden's looking at selling Alaska to Russia, selling it back to Russia, and then he's going to take and open up Alaska and allow Russia to drill in Alaska. I mean, Biden makes about as much sense as a guy that can't win or compete as an Olympic athlete as a man, or a college athlete as a man, so he has to switch over and become a woman so he can win. Don't worry, Mom. I'll make you proud, because I couldn't do anything as a man, so I'm going to become a woman so I can dominate. That's my whatever you are. What, hon, what am I supposed to call you? It's sad that people don't even know what gender they are. It just... And then I think there are people that just are starving for attention. So it's like, well, like these celebrities are like nobodies. They're like, no one even cares about you anymore. You're not relevant anymore. Quit trying to make up stuff like you don't know what gender you are. You think you're an elephant or whatever. God don't make mistakes. Ask my wife. God does not make mistakes. He doesn't. Talk to my pastor. God don't make mistakes. If you're a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. God created two genders. Democrats created the rest. No, what it is it's these stupid idiots that are like, well, I'm going to be the laziest person in the world, but then I'm going to blame it on the color of my skin. Oh, I see how it is. See, if I was white, you'd have no problem with me, but because I'm Asian? Well, see, that's the problem. I'm not Chinese. I'm Korean, okay? There's a difference. You know, there's a difference. I'm tired of everyone thinking I'm Chinese. I'm not even Japanese. I'm Korean. If I was a white man, I would be floating. I could do anything I want to and get away with it. Folks, white people still only, see, at least I can't wait till they try to attack St. Patty's Day. It's the one day we get to celebrate where we're white. One holiday. I can't wait till they come out today. I'm offended because you're making fun of leprechauns and I'm hurt. And don't celebrate it. It's funny because I had a ton of my friends that would always celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Let's go out and party Cinco de Mayo. I'm like, not one of my Mexican friends that were born in Mexico that came here that did it right and got their citizenship celebrated. Yeah, that's just celebrating a civil war in this little small part of Mexico. Only a small faction celebrate it. No one else does. Americans, that culture will appropriate things and just, oh, look at what we're going to do. See, I think Valentine's Day was started as a way, since how do we sell all this chocolate, since we got all this chocolate and didn't use it all in the process of making candies for Halloween. What do we do? Oh, yeah, let's make them heart-shaped, and we'll sell them on Valentine's Day. I mean, if you love your wife, like I love my wife and your husband, your wife should do stuff for you all the time, and you should do stuff for her all the time. She shouldn't even have to ask, and you should just do it. Now, you need to make sure you get clarity on what, you know, that way, you know, but if you love your wife, you do stuff for her all the time. And vice versa. You know, you just, it's what you do. I mean, if I'm sick, she'll take care of me. And when she's sick, I take care of her. Sometimes I have my dad in me. I'm like, I just don't want help. I got this. Don't worry. You know, the stubborn me, but, you know. But you think these things that are going on in this country, they're by design. Supposedly, like I was talking to a guy at work today, and I said, well, I don't know if you heard it, because I guess in Beijing, China, they're locking them down for a new COVID strain or some BS. I'm like, no, they're probably getting sick and tired of being controlled, and they're trying to stand up against their totalitarian regime. And okay, they're trying to take back China. They're trying to take over, and okay, lock them down. Because that's how I feel. All these places were no joke. All these places, no joke, were locking down and doing all this stuff. Wow, that's like, remember all those people in Britain standing up for Trump, and all these people here standing up for Trump, and, you know, wanting their country back and standing up against the government control. And then, dirty folks, we have super COVID. We're going to lock down. You're going to be forced in your house. You won't be able to leave. You won't be able to do anything. Huh? And they fear-mongered people. They fear-mongered you. There's 99% survival rate virus. We're all going to die. I truly believe there's going to come a point where it's going to be like, all these people got this vaccine, and I haven't, I never will, and it'll be like a thing of the past. There was a girl I was talking to at work, and she's like, oh, I have a friend that's, I'm like, she needs to get an attorney, because like, she's being charged like $40 every week for COVID testing because she's not vaccinated. And I'm like, well, what about the people who are vaccinated to get COVID? Do they have to test every week? It's just nuts. It is. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, if they tried to say that since I'm not vaccinated, they're going to charge me for COVID testing, I said, well, you better not have any proof. There better not be one person on this plant that has gotten COVID vaccinated. Because if they've gotten COVID and they're vaccinated, then you need to test every single person every single week or whatever. If you're going to do it to me, you're going to do it to everybody. But don't worry, folks. We're going to have electric cars. They're going to save the day. Don't worry. Trading your $16,000 car for a $60,000 electric car. Don't worry. Just use the charging station. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Electric cars can solve every problem. They couldn't have me as a president of Canada. I'd love to run for president, right? Yes, folks, on day one, you're going to have, it's going to be a permanent mandate. I want this put into law to where it's permanent. Within a year, you're going to have to go back to making leaded fuel cars 100%. You can have an electric car, but there's going to be a fine or a tax of $100,000 a day for every day you use that electric car. $100,000. You don't have to have an electric. You don't have. I'm not saying you can't have an electric car, but it's $100,000 fine a day. CFCs are going to be brought back. Chlorofluorocarbons. Oh, 100%. Oh yeah. I'd be going. They would hate. I'd be like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna undo all the tobacco mandates. You're going to be able to advertise on TV now, whatever you want to. We're going to make the tobacco age zero. Advertise the kids. I don't care. Get them hooked. What the heck? Corn syrup, nicotine, what's the difference? And hate me. That's just a hypothetical joke. But, I mean, because, well, heck, look, you have all these politicians that say they're going to do all this crap and they never do anything. Don't worry, folks. Joe Biden's not going to do all this crap. Oh, yeah, we got $7 a gallon diesel in L.A. You think those truckers are going to sit there and eat the cost of the diesel fuel? No, they're going to pass that on to you. Every delivery we get has charges, gas surcharge, this surcharge. There's like $50 that gets added onto our bill for the fuel charges and stuff. Everyone. You think we're eating that up? No, we're adding that onto the bill. Yeah, that's why your prices are going up. I mean, heck, we had a delivery today. The guy's permits were not, yep, his license is expiring. This is, It's ridiculous, folks. But that's, don't worry, it's okay. It's okay. Biden's going to solve every, the government's going to solve the problem. When Britain was attacking us, where was the government? No, it was the people that stood on the rampart that held the flag up. It was the people, not this tyrannical government that tries to control us. I mean, in Chicago, they had this weekend 22 shot and 4 kill. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she must love this. She must support this 1,000,000%. Because what is she doing to stop it? Nothing. She's allowing it to happen over and over and over and over again. She, as far as I'm concerned, she needs to go on TV and say, guess what? We had 22 shot and 4 killed. Congratulations. Way to go. And they need to play Cool in the Gang celebration behind it. Because she might as well be doing that because she is supporting this. She's not going to solve that problem. The people in Chicago need to solve that problem. Like that video that was old where it goes, broken homes? Yes, we can. Now, I'm in South Chicago. Man, there ain't no white person within, white people don't come within 50 miles of this place. How is it a Democrat? It isn't. How is it a Republican problem? There's no white Tea Party Republicans within 50 miles here. This is our community. This is our hood. This is our problem. The problem you have is you have kids that you would think they won the lottery, and what they get, they qualify for Section 8 housing. You need to show these kids that there's more to life than Section 8 housing. You need to show these kids that there's, 22 shot and kill? Okay, boy, Lightfoot, you need to do something, dear. You need to do something, okay? You need to step down. You need to have the... Remember in, I think it was in Jersey, where those conservatives came and cleaned up that neighborhood? They cleaned it up. They didn't wait on the government. They didn't rely on the government. They did it. They stood up and said, enough. I'm done. I'm done with this crap. We're going to step up. We're going to do this.
Bro, what the heck?
if I was waiting, if I painted a wall and I was waiting for the paint to dry and I was the government, it would never dry. What have they solved? Name one problem the government solved. Nothing. But people keep, oh, don't worry, folks. You got high gas prices. We'll do a government program. We'll do stimuluses to help the people out with the, no, why don't you drill oil? Why don't you make it cost effective to drill and do stuff and get rid of these tariffs so that people can drill? So people can do in America. That's the problem. We need to come together. I mean, and it goes with everything in life. I've been in places where I was raised Catholic. So why are you Catholic? Because Catholics don't really believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're basically, you might as well be an atheist because you're not really a believer. So, you know, so why do you do what you do? Because, you know, see, if you believe in your heart and confess out your mouth, you know, and you say this prayer for me, I can get you saved because you're not really saved. Shouldn't we come together on what we believe as Christians instead of pushing one thing? Oh, see, because this one word that's in the Bible, women can't preach because there's one little scripture, one little, what is this? What is this reference to? What is that reference? Oh, we gotta. No, we need to come together on what we agree upon, not what we disagree upon. Really? What a concept. Let's come together. Let's get two groups of people fighting about useless crap. Let's make the gas price go through the roof so that we can try to get more stimuluses out to people to make inflation even worse, while we push to try to get electric cars in an energy grid that couldn't support it anyways. Yeah, if between 2 and 7, if you gotta, like, adjust your energy and you're gonna have your energy turned down because there's not enough energy to go around, just imagine plugging in another... Wherever you live, imagine taking every car where you live and having to plug that into the energy grid. I mean, you don't have enough electricity now, and they got to turn down the air conditioning or the heat. I mean, that's the only thing, because I love where I live, don't get me wrong, but, like, it's, like, beautiful and 70, and it's supposed to be, like, 20s for the lows and, like, 40s for the weekend coming up. It's just up and down crap, you know, but that's what, but, like... Oh, during the peak hours, you need to turn down your energy, or we're going to do it for you. Because we got to conserve energy, because we don't have enough. But we're going to magically plug in how many millions of cars? It's like wiping before you poop. Don't make sense. You don't have enough energy the way it is. But you're going to magically take the electric that you don't have enough, and you're going to be able to magically plug in millions of cars. Makes no sense. I mean, maybe someone can explain it to me. Oh, well, see that actual electric car cost me, it was cost me how much to fill up my tank? It doesn't cost me anything because I use a free charging station. A free charging station. Who paid for that free charging station? Someone had to have taken money to build that thing and put it up there. And then would have taken time, blood, sweat, and tears. Nothing's free. I hate when they say, oh, well, because of this program, guess what? I'm able to get this car for $50,000, not $60,000, and I can plug it in. There's a free charging station right here. Whose tax dollar Someone paid for them. Nothing is free. I will. If you go to a if I go to a restaurant, I'll play for you. I'll play some music for you. I'll do something. I'll do it for free. Not really free because I got to spend gas to get there. I got to buy the instruments. You know, okay. I've known people that would play and they'd say, okay, we'll take this much and we'll take this much in pay and then the rest in food. And it got to the point where they I'd rather just get the extra money, not the food. The food is like, oh, so bad. But this is where we live in, folks. So, nothing's free. They had this lady that gave up in Chicago, gave up her gas-powered car for an electrical. How much are you spending on electricity? Oh, there's a free charging station. It don't cost me anything. Yeah, I can't wait till like 20 million people in Chicago plug in their car in a free charging station. Where are you going to get all the electric? Where's all that electricity going to come from if you're struggling to have enough electricity now? What you going to be doing? It's free. Just wait till your energy prices go through the roof and you're like, my one bedroom apartment costs $10,000 a month to keep cool. I mean, going back to the old days where they didn't have air conditioning. Heat your house with wood. That's what gets me, all these people that it's free. No, there's no such thing as free. I wish there was something actually that was 100% free that didn't cost a dime for nobody. But that's not the case. It may be someone might give you a free sandwich, but it cost somebody somewhere because someone had to produce the beef and had to make it into a patty. And someone had to donate it. Someone had to give back. I got a multi-billion-dollar company, so I'm going to give back to the homeless. I'm going to take some of my hard-earned money and put it towards and give some free meals. It's free to them, but it's costing me. And I'm going to quick get into this before getting into the Premier League. The Supreme Court, Conjetta Brown Jackson, she was very, 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 very lenient on child predators. So, like, if you had child pornography and stuff like that, bye-bye. And she was letting violent criminals go. So, oh, well, to keep COVID out of the prisons, we're letting prisoners go. Lord help them. It's like wiping before you poop. Don't make sense. To keep COVID out, what the heck? It don't make no sense. Releasing violent criminals on COVID, that's the lady who went on the... Oh, well, see, Kyle, we have to have someone on the Supreme Court that's black and that's a woman. Come on. No, we need to have the right person for the job. What happened to this world we lived in where it was the best person for the job? Not, well, we got to have, we need it. Oh, you're not Chinese? Oh, sorry. See, you almost had the job because we thought you were Chinese. We don't need a South Korean. No, sorry. I mean, though you're Asian, I know that. I know you're more qualified, but we have to take this underqualified Chinese man because, hey, we have to follow, we have to have equality. Yeah, how about we use that equality for, in terms of, like, I don't know, like, surgery. Okay, if you want to have equality and just pick people for the job based on their race and gender, why don't we do the same thing for your operation? Yeah, this person's not as qualified that's going to do the open heart surgery on you. they're like last in their class, but, you know, hey, we needed someone from India, and this person fit the bill. Well, they're from India, but they've actually lived in Africa, so it kind of doubles their PC, you know. So not only are you getting someone that was born in India, but they went to Africa to get medical school, you know, so they basically just kind of did black magic and voodoo stuff, so don't, it's okay. Don't worry. This is who we had to hire in this hospital. Trust us. Trust us. If you want us to do whatever, if you basically want us to do whatever you want us to, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't have a procedure in a hospital done by someone that was picked based on the gender or color of skin or ethnicity. No, they would want the best person for the job. Why not have that for the Supreme Court, for every other position in America? Bye, folks. Take a quick breath. But that's where we're at. It should be the best person for the job, no matter what. If she's the most qualified, then great. But if not, that's what I want. That's what I want for a Supreme Court justice, someone to let go of child predators. I remember I worked. We had a guy there who was a dishwasher at a place I was at. And yeah, he was let go of all this stuff. And my buddy goes, yeah, you need to look at the newspaper. I went online, looked on the paper, and he gave me a link, and it was the dishwasher. I guess they've really cracked down on it, but I guess if you knew where to look on adult websites, people would upload child porn, and I guess he was uploading all kinds of stuff, and he was being monitored, and they finally arrested him. And but, sorry, folks. I don't want to be lenient on someone like that. A dog hurts a kid, and you got to put the dog down. A kid gets raped. Oh, well, that's okay. I'll just give him a lenient sentence. I don't think so. And then we have a Florida man who is illegally charged. Nah. He was an illegal, not illegally charged. He was an illegal. And he was charged with slashing a bike riding couple to death. Oh, but see, you can't pigeonhole him. Just because he slashed a bike-riding couple to death does not mean that all, you know, we can't have a wall, that we need to let everyone in here. They're not all bad. I mean, granted, this guy did some slash to death a bike-riding couple in Florida. I mean, just because he did it doesn't mean they're all bad. And what's going to happen to him? We'll probably get, if he doesn't get deported, he'll get put in some jail and we'll have to pay for it. But, oh, man, how dare you want to get rid of a, how dare you want to have a border wall? How dare? Yeah, because of people like that, maybe I do want to have one. Maybe I do want to protect my kids and people in this country. It's not the America I grew up in, I can tell you that much. It's okay, folks. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Biden's going to, the government's going to solve all our problems. No, what's going to solve our problems is us standing up and doing stuff. No matter where you live, don't rely on the government because they're not going to be there for you. I want to get into some prayer league news now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are listening around the world, I want to get into some Premier League news and about Manchester United Bank. Call it Manchester United Bank because we're run by bankers. All I care about is money. And if they truly cared about money, then they wouldn't want to spend whatever $15, $20 million on Pochettino. And I pray that PSG does not take and want to get rid of Pochettino. I hope they do everything in their power to keep him so that we have no chance in heaven in getting, I don't want Pochettino. Me, as many people want, they want Ten Hag. But as you've heard, Ralph Rangnick basically has come out and said, Ten Hag basically came out and wants a job. He's supposed to be Manchester United in here, but you've had Rangnick basically kind of come out with the, get Zidane in there, wouldn't matter. With this board and this incompetent owners, it wouldn't matter because there's about, if you have 11 players on the pitch, 7 of them need to go at least. They need to overhaul that club. They need to get rid of those people that are just, they're bankers. All they care about is making a profit. They're not about, it'd be like having a restaurant. And, well, we're going to sacrifice quality to make more money. And then when the quality goes in the toilet, then people say, wait a minute, okay, no. Nope-er. We can't do that. Sure you can. No, you want to have, spend the money, get quality ingredients, and you'll get more business. Not today, Satan. You got bankers running the thing that don't care. As long as they're flushing the club down, they don't care. As long as they're lining their pocketbooks full of billions, they don't care about the club. They don't care if that stadium collapses and falls apart. Who cares? They should care. They have the freedom since they own it to if they want to put C4 explosives and blow the thing to bits, they have that right. They own the club. Now, my wife does have a good point. Well, you won't get enough people to do it, but okay, stop watching the games. Like, stop going to the games. Have an empty stadium. You're never going to get enough people, because you would need like 3/4 of the stadium with people refusing to, like when we got the game canceled, there needs to be a ton of that. Until stuff changes, okay, they're not going to get a manager that's going to want to come in here and bark orders. That's going to say, okay, this is what I demand. Okay, this will be my director of football. If this is X, Y, and Z, do it or I'm gone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone. And I'm going to tell it like it is. And Rob Rangnick basically said, good luck to anyone that tries to take this club over, because you're going up against a brick wall. They're going to do whatever they do to make the club a crap load of money. Look at how quickly they got Ronaldo. Why? Because he would make them millions in T-shirt sales. It wasn't about making the team better. It's all about putting money in my pocketbook. We had a winning team for many, many years, and they're still pretty soon. The cow's going to be pretty soon. I don't know how. To me, Manchester United, and they've lost a lot of fans. There's a lot of people who are done with the club. I can't do it. Sorry. Pretty soon, there's going to be a bye-bye to the club. And when I mean a bye-bye, if people are going to be done with it, sorry, can't do it. The cow's not making the cow. What the heck? Yeah, the cow can't get pregnant anymore. You can't keep milk. It can't produce milk anymore. And that's eventually. The club's not going to, the Glazers aren't going to be able to milk it, and they'll get rid of it when they can't make a profit anymore off of it. That's all they're trying to do is make a profit. They don't care about coming in first, second, third, or fourth. As long as they're making money, they don't care. If that stadium collapses and falls apart, they don't care. Now, you think they'd want to save money and go with Ten Hag. It's not going to cost a dime. And can get him now and get, okay, and get him, this is who I want in, this is what I want, you know, maybe get, but But the thing that really frustrates me is, well, since Ralph Rangnick's an interim manager, we're not going to – why play for him when he's not going to be the full-time manager? We want to wait till the summer to see who's going to be – why not play – I'll tell you why you'd want to play for him, so that the new manager can see what you can do, so that you can keep the team – so they're going to tank and not play to their potential because he's an interim manager and you might not get Champions League because of it? Why would you not want to play to your potential to try to get really – I mean, because I have a feeling like they're not doing as good as they could, just that they're flushing the thing in the toilet. The reason why they're flushing it in the toilet, very simple. Because he's not the, he's the interim, and we want to wait till the full-time manager's there. Or wouldn't you want to bust your butt and try to get the team towards in the Champions League? And any of those players, Pogba hasn't done anything in the last couple of years that would make me want to take him. Okay, he hasn't done that much. This person hasn't done that much. Fine. You can say you're not playing to your potential just because of the manager. But I would want to work as hard as I could to try to get us in the Champions League so that if I did want to leave United, I can. There are scouts of other clubs saying this is what this guy has done. But apparently they don't see it that way. Oh, he's just an interim manager, so whatever, we don't care. We're just going to half-ass and hope something. I don't know. That club needs bulldozed over. But with about 60 seconds left in the program, I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Until something happens at United, I mean, there's major overhaul. I don't, like I said before, get Zidane in there. It would take a miracle for whoever's taking over that club because they have some, okay, this is what we need. They're not going to get you what you need. They're going to get you whatever's going to make them money. If it's not going to make them money, they're not going to spend a dime. But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all. God bless you, and goodbye.